ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री भागवतम 7th कैंटो 9th चैप्टर वर्स 14। तद्यच्च मन्यम् असुरश्च हत्यत्वयाद्या मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिकि सर्पहत्या लोकाश्च निर्वृतिमिता प्रतियन्ति सर्वे रूपं नरसीमा विभया जना स्मरन्ति। तद्यच्च मन्यमसुरश्च हतस्त्वयाद्य मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिकि सर्पहत्या लोकाश्च निर्वृतिमिता प्रतियन्ति सर्वे रूपं नरसीमा विभया जना स्मरन्ति। तद्यच्च मन्युम् असुरश्च हतस्त्वयाद्य मोदेत साधुरपि वृश्चिकि सर्पहत्या लोकाश्च निर्वृतिमिता प्रतियन्ति सर्वे रूपं नसीम विभया जना स्मरन्ति।
Thank you.
tat therefore yachha kindly give up manyam your anger asura my father Hiranyakashipu the great demon cha also hata kill tvaya by you adya today modeta take pleasure sadhu api even a saintly person vrishchiki sarpa hatya by killing a snake or a scorpion loka all the planets cha indeed nirvrittim pleasure ita having achieved pratiyanti are waiting for pacification of your anger sarve all of them rupam this form narsimha o lord narsimha dev vibhayaya for mitigating their fear jana all the people of the universe smaranti will remember translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada my lord Narsimhadev please therefore cease your anger now that my father the great demon Hiranyakashipu has been killed since even saintly person take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon now they are confident of their happiness and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to become free from fear purport by Srila Prabhupada The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy. Now there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Narsimhadev when they are in danger and therefore the appearance of Narsimhadev was not at all inauspicious the lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंच कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees to repeat Srila Prabhupada's words, especially the worshipable Srila Prabhupada disciples and all the assembled devotees. It's very purifying to hear the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj in this temple where Lord Narasimhadev is residing. His prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, whenever a pure devotee speaks something about the Supreme Lord, through the words of these devotees, the glories of the Lord become revealed. Otherwise, from our mundane sense perception, it is not possible to understand anything about the Supreme Lord. One of the names of the Supreme Lord is Adhokshaja, one is beyond these senses. Krishna or Lord Narasimhadev can be known only by hearing from the devotees who glorify him, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is counted as one of the 12 Mahajans, the great authorities who know the science of Krishna consciousness. And when such great Mahajans, all those who are following in the footsteps of the Mahajan, when they glorify the Lord, then we can understand a little bit about the glories of the Lord. Athapi te deva padambuja prasadalesha anugrat evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimna. This is the prayers of Lord Brahma. That athapi te deva padambuja, one who has received even a lesha, lesha means a small part of the mercy of the Lord, he can know the Supreme Lord. Naham vedena tapase. In the Gita, Krishna says that I cannot be known by Vedic knowledge, not by tapasya. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. I can be known by bhakti, by devotees. Not jnani mam janati, scientist mam janati, politician mam janati. Somebody may be a big scholar of Sanskrit, or even he may learn, studied Vedic literatures, like you find many times professors in universities, but they don't not understand. Only one who has received the mercy of the Lord, he understands and he can give that mercy. First Srila Prabhupada went to the United States, there were so many English translations of Bhagavad Gita also, but hardly anybody was becoming devotee. But after Srila Prabhupada translated, we find thousands and millions of devotees. This is Falena Parichita. This is the proof of the authenticity of the message of Srila Prabhupada. That because Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Krishna, who understands the heart of Krishna, by hearing from him or by reading his books, we can understand a little bit about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially this month is a month where devotees all over the world are specially distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. By reading Prabhupada's books, or even by touching this book, or even by seeing the book, devotee becomes, the person who is not even a devotee, becomes purified. So Prahlad Maharaj, at the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev, Lord Narasimhadev is in such an angry mood. Everybody is so afraid. Lord Brahma comes and offers prayers. Lord Shiva is offering prayers. The Vidyadhar is offering prayers. But still, Lord Narasimhadev is very angry. This place in South India, called Ahobilam. How many of you have been to Ahobilam? That place where Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Some part of the pillar is still there, Ugrastamba. It's quite a bit of climbing. It takes about a couple of hours to reach there. And There are 9 Narsingha temples there. Nava Narsimha, Yoga Narsimha, Lakshmi Narsimha, Malola Narsimha, Pava Narsimha, and the topmost is the Ugra Narsimha. That is the place from where that is the area where the pillar was there, from where Lord Narsingadeva appeared. Of course, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada explains that Lord Narsingadeva appeared in Multan, which is a place which is now in Pakistan. That my parents, before the partition, they were residents of Multan. So they told me that the place is still there, where devotees go there to worship that place. So one devotee asked Prabhupada this question, that where did Lord Narsingadeva appear? Some people say that in South India, but in your books it's mentioned Multan. So Prabhupada replied, Ito Narsingho Parato Narsingho Bahe Narsingho. He said, Lord Narsingadeva can appear from anywhere. And of course here he has appeared in Mayapur here. In Yogapit also Lord Narsingadeva is there. Remembrance of Lord Narsingadeva is very purifying. And as Prabhupada says here, it creates complete fearlessness. Just by remembering Lord Narsingadeva, they become fearless. And a devotee prays to Lord Narsingadeva not so much for material protection, but from protection against obstacles on the path of devotional service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his book how I pray to Lord Narsingadeva to remove all the obstacles on the path of worship of Radha Madhava. So Lord Narsingadeva is in a very angry mood, and in spite of devotees, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva offering, he is not yet pacified. And finally Lord Brahma is asking Prahlad to go forward and offer prayers. Prahlad is the disciple of Narada Muni, who is the disciple of Lord Brahma. So after all demigods have tried, now Prahlad Maharaj is asked to come forward. And he begins his prayers in a very humble mood. He is not proud, thinking that, you know, so many great personalities are not successful, but I am the one who is given this service. I will be successful, or I am really great person. He begins by saying, Brahma Daya Suragana Munayata Siddha, that so many great demigods like Brahma and others who are, you know, very dear to you, they are in many of them the mode of goodness. If they could not excuse me. If they could not pacify you, how can I please you? I am Ugrajata. I am born in a demoniac family. This is the purport, very short purport Prabhupada gives in this beginning of the prayers, first verse. And Prabhupada says, this is Vaishnava. Vaishnava means first sign is humility, meekness. And Prabhupada writes here, he quotes the prayers of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. When Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, the most exalted literature in Gaudiya Vaishnava history, he begins by offering this prayer. He says, Jagai Jagai Madai Haite Mui Se Papishta. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai. And I mean, there's no way one can comprehend. Jagai Madai were so great sinners. And Kaviraj Goswami has absolutely clean character. There's no question of any sins. But still, out of his transcendental humility, saying, I'm worse than Jagai and Madhai. Before they became transformed. Just recently I had gone to Katwa, where there was samadhi of Jagai Madhai, and where they were staying after their transformation. They became great devotees. They were chanting 2 lakh names every day, 128 rounds. What we chant in 8 days. They are chanting in one day. And the power of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. But Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I am worse than Jagai and Madhai before, when they were sinful. I am lower than a worm in the stool. You know, it's just completely transcendental humility. Nobody would even, a material person cannot even comprehend this divine thoughts, the divine qualities. Anybody who says my name becomes sinful. Anybody who hears my name will lose all their pious credits. And Kaviraj Goswami in this way begins Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, one should not be proud of his Vaishnava qualification. Sometimes one may have developed some Vaishnava qualification by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and we become proud of that quality. That means we lose the access to the mercy. Mercy of Lord is everywhere, especially in the dham. It's like you go to some place where there's a Wi-Fi connection, you know. The Wi-Fi is everywhere. So mercy is like Wi-Fi everywhere. But you need a password. And what is the password? Can anybody guess? Krishna. Hare Krishna. Na Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare. Yes, that is of course the ultimate password. But to get to the password is another password. And that is Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sada. So Prahlad Maharaj has this transcendental quality. Even though he was chosen, and ultimately we see because of his prayers the Lord was pacified. But he is humbling himself. We read Prabhupada's prayers on the Jaladuta. He says, Bhakti Nahi, Veda Nahi, I have no devotion. He was glorified. He was given the title Bhakti Vedanta. You know, even in the devotee society was so much glorified. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur so many times, you know, gave special recognition. He told the devotees that whatever Abhay writes, you should print it. Because then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's Vyas Puja day, Srila Prabhupada glorified him. Absolute ascension, thou has proved. Impersonal calamity, thou has removed. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said yes. He understood the heart of his spiritual master. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta said, whatever he speaks, he should print that. But yet Prabhupada is writing in his Jaladuta prayers, I have no devotion. My dear Lord, I do not know why you have brought me to this Ugrasthan, New York. Not very, very few resemblances between New York and Vrindavan at that time. You have brought me here. I have no qualification. How will the message of Bhagavat be delivered to them? This is difficult. And then he prays, my Lord, you are within their heart. You are in my, you make me speak in such a way that my words become understandable to them. And as Prabhupada is giving all credit to his Guru Maharaj and to Krishna that I have no qualifications. I am just a puppet in your hand. Make me dance, make me dance. Then we come to today's verse where here Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Narasingadev. And then he's asking Lord Narasingadeva, please, now cease your anger. Because now my father, Hiranyakashipu, is killed. And the important point Prabhupada says in this verse is, Modate api sadhu vrishchiki sarpahatya. Moda, the word moda means happiness. That even the great, even a sadhu, generally sadhu means ahimsa is one of the qualities. Sadhu does not like to hurt anybody. What to speak of kill, a sadhu would not even want to verbally or mentally offend anybody. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, even a sadhu, a saintly person, takes pleasure when a snake, modatyapi sadhu, vrishchika, vrishchika means scorpion, sarpahatya. So when a snake or a scorpion is killed, the sadhu feels pleasure. Why? Because such a snake or a scorpion is very envious, and without reason, sometimes they may attack. This reminds me of one incident in Gaudiya Math when Srila Prabhupada was visiting his Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur here in the Mayapur, and suddenly there was a snake crawling down in. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was on the top floor and he saw the snake and he told immediately, kill it immediately. So it was a surprise why Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur would ask him to kill the snake. And then Prabhupada came across this verse that yes, sadhu also, because for the welfare of the people it is necessary to kill a snake or a scorpion. You find in the Bhagavatam also that King Vena was very cruel, was hurting people. So finally the rishis had to get together and actually kill him or curse him. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he immediately ordered, kill the snake, immediately. Just few days back was the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Very, very exemplary, both in character and in teaching. Like it is said about Haridas Thakur, some behave properly but do not preach. Some preach but do not behave properly. But about Haridas Thakur it is said, Achar Prachar Tumi Dui Kare. That your Achar means behavior and Prachar means preaching, both are perfect. And the same is true of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. During one of the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Prabhupada was about to begin speaking on his life. And he started by saying, what can I say? He is a Vaikuntha man. He is not a person of this world. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he is one of the personalities who appear as part of Lord Chaitanya's mission. He is not a materially conditioned soul, but some great personalities who have appeared specifically on the prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was trying to re-establish. Before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Gaudiya Parampara was somewhat distraught. There were many apasampradayas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to the Lord, my dear Lord, please send one of your state, a ray of Vishnu. And it was in answer to his prayers that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur appeared in Jagannath Puri. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's home was just right on the main road. And he was named Bimala Prasad. In Jagannath Puri, there is a deity of Bimala Devi. The Prasad of Lord Jagannath is offered to Bimala Devi and then distributed. She was named Bimala Prasad. And from his very childhood, he exhibited very extraordinary qualities. When he was just few months old, the Rathyatra, the Rath stopped just right in front of his home and for a long time. And his mother, the wife of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhagavati Devi, she took the child up to get the blessings of Lord Jagannath. And immediately one of the garlands fell into the neck of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. From his birth, his umbilical cord was wrapped around like a Brahman's thread. And in a short age, he studied so many scriptures and he could speak eloquently. In fact, he studied astrology, astronomy, all the sciences. But after some time, he did not practice it because he felt that devotional service is a far more important science. Just like our Srila Prabhupada, when somebody asked him about, you know, seeing the hands, some people, they become very interested in knowing the future. Prabhupada said, you just clap and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, that's it. All your lines will change for the better. It's not such an important thing for a devotee. And when he was told by his father to approach Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj for initiation, Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj is, from material calculations, he is not learned. Yes. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur approached him because Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj held the wealth of devotional service. In the talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question to Ramanand Rai that what is the greatest knowledge? Vidya Made Kona Vidya Sar, which education is the most important? And Ramanand Rai replies, Krishna Bhakti Vina Vidya Nahi Ar. There is no other education important except devotional service, Raja Vidya. But Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj is known as Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murte Vipralambara Sambhode Padambhujat. He knew the science of devotional service, Vipralamba. The highest science of bhakti is love in separation. And that is why Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj is so much worshipped. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur approached him, Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj was not so keen. He did not want to accept any disciples. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. I do not want followers. But then repeatedly with approach he said, I will ask Lord Chaitanya. If he approves, then I will. Then after some time again he approached, he says, oh, I forgot to ask. Then again he was approached, he said, I asked him, but I did not receive any reply. So finally Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was, he was thinking, Karuna na haile kandiya kandiya. If I do not receive the mercy, I'll give up my life. And Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj accepted him as the only disciple. And although Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was, you know, learned, and later on such a successful, thousands of disciples, he always maintained this mood of Trinada Pisunichin. In fact, this was his favorite verse. When some people were talking about Siddha Pranali mantras, you know, going to Babaji's who would give some mantra where you could know your spiritual form. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would said, our Siddha Pranali mantra is Trinada Pisunichin, to become more humble than a blade of grass. Not only spoke like that, but he was so humble that when some of his disciples would offer respects, it's natural for the disciple to offer respect. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would bow down and say, Dasosmi, I am your servant. He was firmly fixed in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta of Gopir Bharatur, Pada Kamalayur, Das, Dasanu Das. In fact, somebody would come to meet him, and would ask, who is come? He would ask the person, and then he would say, I am a servant of Krishna. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say, okay, I'm a little busy. I do not have time. But then another person would come and say, I am a servant of the Lord. Then immediately would say, I have all the time for you. In fact, one of the greatest leaders in India at that time, Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya, who happened to be the founder of one of the universities, Banaras Hindu University, he came to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, I'm busy, you can just help in some service to the deities. So he went back and was doing some service, and he kept doing the service. At the end of the day, he came and said, I'm leaving. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked him, you had some questions? He said, all my questions are answered, you know, just by rendering service. Actually, devotional service is mysterious, because you can be a very big learned scholar of Bhagavad Gita and not understand Bhagavad Gita. And you can be an illiterate person and still understand Bhagavad Gita. Just like in South India, that Brahmana was reading Bhagavad Gita in Sri Rangam. And Lord Chaitanya came and this Brahman was crying, reading Bhagavad Gita. Lord Chaitanya asked him, what are you doing? He said, my Guru Maharaj told me, read Bhagavad Gita. I am reading. I don't know the meaning. My pronunciation is not good, not perfect. But still, I am carrying out the orders of my spiritual master. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy. Lord Chaitanya says, Tumi Gita Patera Adhikari. You are qualified to understand and speak Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada writes in the purport there, Yasya Deve Para Bhaktir Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. For one who has implicit faith in the spiritual master and Krishna, all the imports of the Vedic literature are revealed. It's actually mercy. Mercy is the key to understand the Supreme Lord, to serve the Supreme Lord, and to preach the glories of the Supreme Lord. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, many times he would be speaking, and Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, his spiritual master, would come and he would be hiding and listening to his disciples speak. And then he would say, my Prabhu is speaking very nicely. He would call him Prabhu, you know. Actually, the word Prabhu is such an important thing for every Vaishnava. Prabhupada writes in one place that Vaishnava, Vaikuntha means the place where everybody else is better than me. To think that everybody else is better than me. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would also emphasize the need for taking shelter of the holy name. So much so that once he said that there are two things to be always remembered. One is death. Can come at any time. And second is the holy name of Krishna. In one of his essays, he mentions how our chanting to be effective should not be just lip deep, but heart deep. Most of the time we are chanting from the lips. That is very important, of course. But along with the lips, there should be the prayer food, which is the essence of all chanting. Prabhupada explained the chanting means like a crying, like a child crying for mother. Certainly it's, we may not be able to achieve that platform immediately, but that should be our goal, that one day, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, I'll be able to cry for Krishna, beg. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj explains that a true Vaishnava is once in the mood of begging. He is begging for the mercy of the Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he writes in his bhajan the same point, Kabe habe bolo se din amar, when that day will be mine, when I'll become freed from offenses. And Korite Shri Krishna Nama Uchcharan Pulakita Deha Gadgad Vachan, when will tears be coming out of my eyes as I chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one other important point Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would emphasize is that do not try to see God, do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. In other words, more important than just having darshan of the Lord is to develop the mood of service. Because Krishna reveals himself to a devotee who has the proper mood of serving, servant of the servant. He would say that this material world is not a place for a gentleman. This material world is for those who have gone against the will of the Lord. So the best course of action is to plan to get out of this material world. He told a very nice story, which I would like to share. He said that there was once three young boys, not young men. One of them happened to be a king's son. The other was the son of a minister in the same kingdom. The third one was the son of a treasurer. And they were just wandering around and they crossed the limits of their country and went to another country. Since they went, they reached other country without any proper permission, they were arrested. So they were arrested by the foreign country and they were put behind bars. And the son of the king, because the son of a king, he was shackled by golden chains. The son of the minister was shackled by silver chains. The son of the treasurer was shackled by iron chains. So which is better? Golden chain, silver chain or iron chain? Obviously golden is better, is it not? The purport Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives is, this material world is like a jail. And somebody is very opulent, very rich, he is like shackled with golden chain. Somebody is from middle class family, it's like silver chain. Somebody very poor, unable to meet the requirements, like iron chain. Now most people spend their life going from iron chain to silver chain to golden chain. Like from rags to riches, you know. Like somebody is born like a tea vendor and becomes a prime minister. You know? That is like the success, you know. But actually real success is getting out of the jail. And you know, you cannot expect peace in the jail. If in the jail two people are fighting and one of them throws the other out of the jail, the one who is thrown out is more fortunate. Say somebody misbehaves or mistreats us, we should feel happy, because by such treatment it helps us to become humble. And humility is the, when you become humble, it is like the opening of the gate out of the prison to the spiritual world. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would say that I see faults in others because I am honeycombed with faults. And whenever I see faults in others, it's because I have faults. Like I point one finger at you, and four fingers are pointing towards me. And Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj also explains this point, this logic of the sieve and the needle. You know, the sieve, which is used to, it has got a lot of holes, you know, to clean the grains. It has got many holes. It's a utensil. And the needle has one small hole. The sieve is looking at the needle and saying, you have a hole there, you have a hole there. But not understanding that the sieve itself has many, many holes. The one who has faults, he will tend to find faults in others. And one who has no faults, he will see everybody else. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj and Duryodhan, both were given this project. Yudhishthira was told to go around the kingdom and find out that is there anybody who is worse than you. And Duryodhan was told to find out if there is anybody who is better than him. Yudhishthira Maharaj went all around and concluded that there's nobody worse than me, I am the worst. And Duryodhan came and very honestly told, there's nobody better than me. He was thinking like that, you know. Both were honestly revealing their heart, you know. In other words, a Vaishnav, a Mahabhagavat, he actually sees everybody else as a devotee of Krishna. Even somebody who's in Maya is thinking he's serving Krishna indirectly, you know. Of course, a Mahabhagavat comes down to the middle class level to preach Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was very keen. I came across a nice story recently that once a king was distributing free food. He decided to give some of his own earnings, some of his own wealth of the treasury to distribute food. So he appointed some people to cook, and some people were appointed to distribute that cooked food. As they were cooking, let's say something like khichdi or something free food, it so happened that one eagle or a big bird was carrying a snake, a dead snake, up in the air, was flying with a dead snake. And a few drops from the mouth of the dead snake, a few drops of poison fell in one of the plates. And the person who ate it obviously died. So now the question came, who is to be held responsible for this? The king cannot be held responsible because he sponsored the food, not the poison. The one serving, he is just serving the food. Even the snake is already dead and the bird does not know what's going on. And one person happened to pass by, he saw the poison falling and he started blaming the king. This is the king, is the person, see, he is killing people. And immediately Yamaraj said, he is responsible because he is pointing faults at others. In other words, when somebody does wrong thing, even if he is wrong, if I point it out or if I advertise it, you know, then I become party to the reaction. One has to be very careful, you know. One should, even if there is fault, unless one is in a managerial capacity as a part of service, one may have to correct. But the best thing is like Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He would always do like this. He would say anybody, even if he has faults, is a devotee, since he is engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because he is chanting the holy name, eventually he will get purified. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, sometimes there would be articles about Gaudiya Math in the local newspapers. And there were two articles. One article was derogatory, criticizing the activities of the Math. And the other was praising. So he asked his disciple to find out how many times the name Krishna is appearing. In an article where it was praising, the name was appearing only two times. And in the other article which was critical of the activities of the Gaudiya Math, the name was appearing 10 times. He said, this article is better. Because 10 times and maybe, you know, 5 lakh people are reading, so 50 lakhs times the name of Krishna will be heard. Of course, I do not that one should criticize, but such is the power of the name of Krishna. That even somebody, he speaks the name derogatorily or hears it inaccidentally, he becomes purified. And a similar experience in Delhi, let me share, is I was in Vrindavan and then I had to return to Bombay. So I had a flight from Delhi and one of the congregation members who was a devotee, his father was not a devotee. His father was completely, you know, wanted to avoid devotees. He said, no Hare Krishna, no Ganga Jal. He was, you know, about like that. So he's still in good health now. He's 86 years old. So I went to Delhi just to catch the flight, and it so happened that I got a message that my father is in hospital, please meet him. So I was carrying one garland of the deities, Radha Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan. So when I went to